Okay, welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I am your host, Sarah Labreck, and this week we're talking about the reunion that happened way back on August 5th, both at camp and inside the Elks. So we're going to hear from a bunch of different people representing different eras at camp. We're going to hear from Bill Danner and Susie Krause from the 90s. You'll also hear from Allie Landry, and you will also hear from Sarah and Katie DiBiasio and Maura Johnston, just to kind of capture the, what everyone was thinking about the reunion. And you'll hear from me, how lucky. So I tried to break it up, talking about the sing that happened with Tom and Sam, and then also the party at the Elks. And I said it in my conversations about the sing, I almost didn't go, just because, you know, I had been at camp a fair amount this summer, and I was pretty tired. I had a red eye the night before, but I decided to go, and man, it was awesome. Tom and Sam were leading the way. All of the troops did camp classic songs, and it really was awesome. And there were like, I don't know, 30, 35 former counselors there. And everyone really was just enjoying it. It was a little warm, as I recall, but that's fine. And then for the party, it was, you know, old school at the Elks, like you did every summer, after the last night of camp. And it was really, really great to see everyone beforehand. There was pretty large contingent that kind of met at Mickey Cassidy's to kind of, you know, get in the spirit of things. And even that was really great, just to see people who had got word that, oh, we're going to meet here before we go, and just running into everyone. It was awesome. So, I just want to shout out everyone who was at the reunion. And if you weren't there, you were missed. You were probably talked about. The party was awesome. But, you know, you'll hear me kind of wax ecstatic about that later on in the episode. So enjoy looking back on this. Enjoy the last moments of summer, and we will see you next week. Bye. Kicking it off with Bill and Stacey Danner. I wasn't expecting that many people at the sing.
I wasn't either.
And the sing ended up being awesome. Mm-hmm. Like that was, when you pulled up, when did you get there? Like, were you,
I was one of the first people there.
Yeah.
And so when I got there, there was just myself, Marcy,
yeah,
and Todd came up within a few minutes after that.
Yeah.
But I, like you, was surprised at how many people showed up to that.
I know.
I was only expecting maybe 10 or 12 there.
Yep. So how many people were there?
I would say there was maybe 25, 30.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was wild. And I didn't realize that Tom and Sam would be running it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll give my highlights. What were some of your highlights from that?
Just want to give a little perspective of just how excited Bill was to go, though.
Please.
Like, I'm not joking, but like, he was really excited that Mia was coming with him. So Mia wasn't in session. So he was like, oh, Mia, do you want? And like, he was downright giddy. Like, this was a big deal to him. He was really excited to be there. Like, but I can tell you were shocked because he goes, I'll be back in about like an hour and a half. And then when he came home, you were full of just.
Well, I'll tell you why I was excited. And it somewhat revolved around the 50th. But the reason I was excited is because I haven't been to a regular sing in 25, 26 years.
Right.
Every time I go, it's always the skit.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
Oh, right.
So to sit in a regular sing and hear the regular songs was cool. I hadn't heard them in so long. I really wanted to be involved with that again. Yeah. And to have it be the 50th and all of those people show up was just even cooler.
And here's Allie Landry.
It was cool. I had my baby girl with me. So showing her off a little bit, but I didn't expect so many people to be there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like it was like a middle of the day kind of thing. And I was like, oh, well, I'm like, I have summer off. So that makes sense why I'm coming. But there were a lot of counselors that like came and so smart, like all the benches around. I was like, that's definitely Sam thought of that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like just like the feeling of being it, like doesn't leave you. It's like still the same. Like I felt like I was back at camp again.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave you. Ty made me cry.
Of course.
As Ty does.
Yep. Yeah. One of the things that I thought about after the fact that makes sense is when they, when Sam and Tom had all of us introduce ourselves, truly a testament to camp, because here are people who haven't worked at camp in, you know, X amount of years, and everyone gave a great introduction, nice and loud, telling their, like, it was like everything you trained when you were like in orientation, and like make sure you introduce yourself. And I remember thinking like, wow, it does, like that didn't,
we're all at flag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was that was very cool in hindsight. But yeah, there were probably like 30-35 of us there.
Yeah,
like
way more people than I thought.
Yeah, just enough to make sure no heat could leave the tent over the course of 2 hours. But the like all of the camp classics and like it, just the fact that like all of us there kind of, to your point, just kind of stepped into it and were singing and like kind of going along with it. It was that was very cool.
Definitely. Yeah. And when I was the head of the Dakota, so I was in the back of the tent anyways.
Okay.
First thing. So it like kind of felt like I was back there again. It was really special. And there was a moment too with like Ty's little medley when like everyone stood up.
Yeah.
And like I started getting like a little teary eyed just because it's like this feeling you can't really replicate. And then I don't even know who it was. Someone who was near me was like, oh, this is great, huh? And it just turned from like teary eyed to like actual tears like streaming down my face. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm a hormonal mom, I guess. I don't know, but like,
yeah, no, you're a person at
like
camp.
This feeling that it's like, you only get it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That in particular, that whole thing was like, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that he had been teaching them that dance at theater all week. So every tribe that came through, he was like, all right, here's our this flash mob dance.
Yeah.
Like,
he did something similar my last year. We did like a flash mob, like the counselors on the last day of camp.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just, he's the best.
He is the best, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. During when I was at camp, Camp Desmond actually came up to me. Was okay. Like, I don't know if you remember me, but like I was kind of like crazy when I was there, but you had my sister and I remember you. I'm like, Cam, of course I remember you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was like one of those campers that you're like, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good, like that and like a lot of the CITs, like whether I recognize them or not, like as I was walking through camp, were like, hi, Allie. Like,
yeah.
That was good to know. Yeah. And then Kobe Shannon was my camper my last year. Which was great to just see him. Like, is he ahead now?
He's ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was one of my last years. He was my camper.
Okay.
So just see him in that like head position is just like,
yeah. With like arguably the best rendition of Greengrass I've ever seen. That was unbelievable what he did. It was just like over the moon. Yeah. And you know what? What's cool also, like all those kids waving and being like, hey, Allie, like that was like a huge deal for them that they saw you
day.
Like that's like, I remember as a camper when counselors would leave and like, if they came back, it was like, oh my God, like I get to see you again. Like it just like makes a big, you know, it makes a difference in their lives. Mm-hmm. So even if, you know, the fact that you were there and waved to them and maybe knew their name, maybe didn't, but
yeah.
Susie Krause. Is that the first thing you've been to since you worked there? Like regular sing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, what was so great. It was the same.
So you decided to go. So I was kind of wavering on going to the sing, if you can believe it. Yeah. I was like, I'm there all the time. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. And I was like, oh, it's all right, I'll go. And I was like, immediately blown away. It's like, of course I'm going. Like, to see everyone, like, everyone, first of all, like 30 people.
Seriously. Like,
it was unbelievable. And like, it helped that like the first people I saw were you guys, right? So that's like, for me, that's like the all-star alley, right? I'm like, all right, this is why I'm here. And I look around and I'm like, oh, all of these other people too? Like, that was awesome.
It was so great to see Bonnie.
Yeah. And
she was I was her assistant my first year when I worked there. So, so that was, and I'll tell you, junior camp was a great gig because you got to travel and see your friends all day.
Oh, so
you got to go to boating. You got to go to archery. Like you got to go to camp in a way.
Yeah.
So that people don't know that about junior camp.
Yeah.
And she, God, she's a saint.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. And hasn't aged a day, which
is. How is that possible?
How do you do that? Yeah. It's all that junior camp juice, I think.
Yeah. It's obviously junior camp.
Yeah. It was you guys and Bonnie. And then like Margie, the nurse, was right in front of you. Who, do you know the story about her?
No, I don't know her.
So she was, I mean, she was the nurse when I was like a young camper. And we used to do a counselor competition, a Jello in Jello. You put your face in and see who could hold their breath the longest. But it was one at a time. So like I'd go, you know, 30 seconds. You'd go next. Same bat of Jello.
Oh, yeah. God.
So, and everyone would go, all the heads, all the assistants. And then Marty would go. It's disgusting.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Even as a young kid, I was like, this is gross.
Yeah.
She would put her head in there and hold her breath for like 4 minutes. It was insane. And like,
that's what I would do.
No, she was like, she's like way better than you or us as like people. And she didn't.
Obviously.
Yeah. And like Tom would be like checking her pulse and like nuts. And she'd come out and be like, 4 minutes. And Kim's like, she's alive. Yeah, she's nuts. What did you like most about the sing? Like, what were some of the highlights in your opinion?
I loved remembering all the words. Mm. I was shocked at how I didn't watermelon any of the songs.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
Which is pretty impressive for only a 2-yearer, you know? Yeah. And so that was exciting. I thought Colby. Oh,
yeah.
He's the sweetest. And then the longest version of Greengrass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are we...
Yeah, like looking at the line. Oh,
there's more. There's the twig, and then there's an egg, and then there's a bird. Oh, my mistake.
Yeah, we're just getting to the eye. Yeah.
But with the kids coming across, like so creative, so funny.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing I said to my sister, and I said to a lot of the people, and I think you as well, I said, they really put a lot of effort into this, the counselor. Yeah. Like they took the time and said, oh, no, I'm taking this seriously. I'm going to do this. And that was really impressive because I get a lot of stuff going on.
I know. And the thing is like about Colby's, because that like that to me outside of Ties, which I think is in its own category. Like I said to Colby, I was like, that's the best rendition of Greengrass I've ever heard in my life. It was unbelievable. Easy. And like you think about it and you're like, it's so easy what he did. Like he put like a modicum of effort into it and it was amazing. But that was
but
like a bridge.
You have to know the right song.
Yeah. Yep.
And you have to know the right jokes to hit.
Yeah.
To go from eye to pupil.
Right.
Not everyone would do that. And I know it sounds so simple once you saw it.
Right.
But there is, that's a joke.
Yep.
That's, you're hitting the right note, literally and figuratively.
That's right. Exactly. Boom. yeah, that was truly amazing. And then Ty's thing. He continues to like take things to a level that I don't think anyone thought possible, to be honest with you.
I have to say, so personally, it struck me on a different note because my kids go to first and third session, but Lukey sat with his troop. Lukey's like, mommy, where should I sit? I go, oh, go sit with Ty and your troop. Go. And he does. And I asked Lukey afterwards. I said, so how come you got to perform? Ty asked me if I wanted to do it. I said, yes. And he said, all right, just watch me.
Nice. Amazing.
But like no pressure, including him.
Yep.
Which is so sweet, so thoughtful.
Yep.
And Lukey at the time of his life. Yeah. That's why I took the video of it, because I'm like, obviously sing, but right. There's my Lukey jumping up and down and just following along.
Yep.
I think not only was it just a great performance, mm-hmm. but on my end, the thoughtfulness behind the performance yeah. is what got me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's special. Like, yeah. and no one else would know that Ty, right. I mean, you're about to perform in front of your entire camp and 30 old people
right.
who may have some relation with or right. not, exactly. but still, and you're still thinking about the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It really is amazing. And like, that's kind of one of the things about camp that, I keep saying, like, and everyone keeps saying, it's like, oh, we try to describe it. It's impossible. We try to put it into words and we keep trying to do it. Right. It's like, here's a podcast. Keep trying to do this like exercise in futility, but it's stuff like that, that it's like a little moment that not only like you happen to be there. So that's amazing. But like for your son, like he's going to remember that forever. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. And that's not hyperbole. Like that's it.
Just to always be included.
Yeah.
That's what camp is. Everybody's yeah. always included. I never felt, and not great, I was never a camper, but as a counselor, I didn't feel like there were cliques. I didn't feel yeah. like, oh, we're having a party tonight. Don't tell so-and-so.
Right.
The whole camp was invited.
Okay, and now we're going to move on to the party at the Elks.
And the reason I like came to camp in the first place, I've always been, Jack Howell has been one of my best friends since like high school.
Nice.
So just like catching up with the Cowells is great, but like I see them all the time. So it was definitely nice seeing like Ashley Spencer, Lauren Siegel, even like counselors that like weren't there during my time, but I somehow know.
Yeah.
Like Greg Bell.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, we never worked at camp together, but somehow like we know each other and are so like, right.
Yeah.
It's always funny talking with Eric Giddings, just a fun person. But I had a hard time like pulling myself away. But yeah. I'm like, I got a baby, I gotta go home.
Right. Yeah. Like I have
it's, like hard.
Yeah.
You get into like a rhythm.
Yes.
It's like yeah. you know, the people that work at camp, you don't really have the same like rhythm with high energy, like
mm-hmm. yeah. And like the I always found like that end of the year party anyway was always my favorite party of the year. I know a lot of people were looking forward to you. Like the people I've talked to on the pod, like I talked to the Panciacos, and they definitely mentioned you. And,
oh yeah. I loved seeing all three of those girls. I was amazed when I saw Mary's 16, which is wild to me. I'm but, sure she's even younger when you, did you ever see her?
No, like I'm sure I'd seen her like over the course of visiting, but when I left, John just had two kids. So wow. yeah.
So wasn't John Panciaco with three kids?
No, it was two. Started as two. And then Katie Sorensen, who's one of my good friends, was still there a few years after me. And she's like, it's three now. And I was like, what? I was like, more Panciacos. That's great.
When I first started, I think they all existed, but only two of them were at camp and they were like tender feet age.
Yeah.
So they'd be like full grown, like adults almost now.
Yeah.
And I was like shocked. And Mary was like, I'm 16 now.
Did anyone, were there any like surprises that you remembered at the party or at Sing or anything?
So Todd Ferris, I knew him from high school.
Oh,
but
right.
I also knew him from like, but he's older than me. I don't know if we ever overlapped
in
high school or in at camp, but he is always, we might've. So but I think he's always been this overlooming, like large figure of like fabulous, like camp.
Yeah. Yep.
Because of course Billy has talked about him and Kelly and everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And it was so great to finally meet him and talk to him and be like, yep, I get it. He's camp.
Yeah.
Like done.
Right. Yeah.
So that was great. And then seeing Megan, who I haven't seen in years.
Yeah, Megan Allman.
That was fabulous.
Yeah.
How did she not age? How dare she?
I know, right? Yeah.
Speaking of not aging, Eric Giddings, what is he doing?
Yeah. I don't know. He's just, I think he's like just the essence of camp. And yeah. it like precludes him from aging.
It's like, this is it. It angers me.
Yeah.
Not right. It's not fair. Always seeing Kelly and Eric, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And Billy, of course, because he's part of our family. So right. It was a reunion. You know, I was worried it was going to be awkward.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I haven't seen these people in a long time. And nothing was awkward.
No.
Everything was like pretty cool, pretty like just like camp. Cool, laid back.
Yeah.
Chatting. All great.
Yeah. I wasn't worried it was going to be awkward, but I was like, I hope like enough people come from like different eras to just kind of make it so everyone has their like I knew you and I know these people 5 years older than me and younger than me. And that like really happened. Like I was shocked at how many people were there. It was awesome.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And now I think we have to do it every year, which is unfortunate for the planning committee.
I was thinking that. Yeah. So at the party inside the Elks, we heard speeches, I think, which really helped to like kind of ground the thing. We heard the big three. So we heard from Sam, Tom, and we heard from Susie Krause. So you want to tell us why you were in the rarefied air of the cowls giving the other speech? Walk us through what led to that moment.
So what is something about me that not a lot of people know is I'm really good at winning raffles. I don't know why. It's a thing of mine. I always win a raffle.
Really?
Always.
Whoa.
It's very strange. And it may not always be the specific one that I want.
Okay.
But yeah. I will always win a raffle. Wow. Always. Yeah. Okay. It's a weird gift. It doesn't come up often. It's not like you can't make a lot of money off of it.
Right. Yeah.
But it comes in hand. Comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I may have had a glass of wine or two, and I may have gotten $80 worth of for a good cost.
Yeah, exactly.
Of raffle tickets.
Yeah.
And I may have shoved as many as I possibly could into the free session.
Yes.
And I spread it out a little bit, but I wanted that free session. Yeah. And then it was Kelly and Eric's son.
Yeah. Like, there was nothing more camp about that happening, though. Like, it was absolutely perfect that Josh Giddings won a free session to camp.
You own half a camp at this point, right?
A, you don't have any children.
Yeah.
Number one. B, like, I think you could have put your raffle tickets in other jars and been okay.
That was a big letdown because I'm like, oh, this is my thing.
Right. Yeah.
This is my thing. I'm like, oh, I you know what? Can't always win.
Right. Sure.
I'm like, but I always do. Right. I always win a raffle.
Can you? Yeah.
And then they're like, you're always going to get free camp. Let's do another name. I'm like, oh, it's good. All right.
Come on.
And then I have my two strips of things and I was going through. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's about right. I'm not ungrateful. I win a raffle. And I will say that it does help. And I'm truly excited.
Just for people who weren't there, I can't emphasize enough how coveted this particular raffle was. Like, everyone was putting all of their tickets into this one.
So all the other jars, I thought I was going to win the other jars. I'm like, some of them had three tickets in it.
I know.
And there were still great prizes. Like, there was nothing to be ashamed by any of the gift bags and boxes. I was excited to win any of them because I knew I was going to win one.
Right.
I didn't think it was going to be the big one.
Yeah.
That thing was full.
Every person there with a kid at camp and some people without kids. I know Josh put them in, Fred Berger. He's like, I'm going to have kids at some point. He's like 20 years old. He's like, like everyone was putting their tickets into that. And you did it. And not only did you win, but you also got the only other speech of the night.
Which shouldn't have happened, but when you give me a mic, I'm going to take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was great.
Hopefully I was short and sweet enough to make sure that I didn't but now I'm thinking about how high, at least how high it felt like I jumped.
Yeah.
And screamed. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was legit so excited. And I still am. Like I'm still riding the high.
Yeah.
Like right downstairs on the fridge is the certificate. Like, oh yeah. Oh, it's a thing.
That's cool. Thing. No, it went to a good winner. I think you're a good winner. I didn't realize you knew you were going to win, but a little humility, but.
Yeah, I know I should.
Yeah.
Again, not ungrateful.
No, thrilled. Right. Sure. Yeah. Not
thrilled.
It was a very, very cool moment because everyone was stuffing their tickets into there. So Katie Crowley and I, we each bought like $40. And then she's like, well, I got a little more. And I was like, well, I got a little more. And then we went back. And so the total, that's fine. Just take my money. Just take it. I want to win. It didn't win.
Well, now we know how to make a lot of money, like legit. Yeah.
The speeches were great. They did kind of help to ground it as just not like just like a mingle party.
Yeah.
And that raffle was awesome too. Like it gave you like something to do.
Gave you something to root for, whether it was you or someone else.
Right.
It was just fun. It was just great. And then, the little dance party at the end, which is embarrassing for all of us. So that was good. That was good too. It was all very well done and just super fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Did it kind of put you, I mean, you know, you have kids at camp, so you're there every year, but did it kind of turn it up a notch in terms of being like, let's do this more often.
Okay, so why aren't we doing this every year? Like it literally was like, this seems weird that we haven't been doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, why did it take to the 50th for us to be like, hey, we can get together. Like right. This. Yeah. No one's stopping us.
Maura Johnston and a podcast debut.
It was a trip. Definitely because we kind of sequestered ourselves off. I think it was you who came over and like, oh, you guys are the CITs now because we were in our own little thing. That's almost kind of what it felt like where you're in this new environment of one, we're not removed from camp at all. We were there that day.
Right.
So all of this like, oh, there's Tom and like there's all this FCDC stuff around. That's like, okay, here's another day at the office.
Right.
But then at the same time, it's those people that you only heard about in legend that you're now in the room with, that you're eating dinner with. Right. And then also counselors that you grew up with that you haven't seen in, 10 years or so. I remember thinking that Lauren, who was my Navajo head counselor, she was like the coolest person ever. Yeah. And then she's there at the reunion. I'm talking to her and Mike, like just like chatting and everything. And I'm like, this is so weird to see her, because then there's that added element of, this person hasn't seen you since you were a little kid.
Right.
And now they're seeing you as in a quote unquote adult.
Yeah.
Brings in this whole other element of like just blasts from the past wackiness. Yeah. But it was amazing. I felt very, we're all making it. And Fun Sam was out at the reunion. It's like, oh yeah, we're all kind of like hooping and hollering, making fun of each other. And then it feels very emotional. Even, and I'm not afraid to say that it did 100% feel emotional to be just like talking about, 50 years and then getting everyone in the room together and certain memories that everybody shared or had the same variations of is a very like sobering feeling to feel very connected to people in a room, even people that you've never spoken to before in your life.
Yeah.
It's very surreal.
I spent most of the time going up to my favorite counselors and being like, you were my favorite counselor. Like you made a huge difference. And like, here are the things I remember. And it's like an insanely long. Like seeing a
celebrity.
Yeah.
It's like seeing a celebrity.
And seeing other people do that too. Like Fred Berger's losing his mind talking to Mike Fernandez. And it's just like, it's like, okay, like it's everyone. Like we're all doing the same thing. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, I know even before going, I was just kind of like, oh, I wonder who's going to be there. And I was talking to my mom about it. And she's like, oh, do you think Dave the Juggler is going to be there? And I was like, I don't know. And then we got there and she was like, Dave the Juggler's here.
Yeah.
But they were like friends.
Yeah.
But like, met each other and, you know, since they were in their 20s. So I was just like, this is so weird. And of course, Kelly came over and said the same thing. She's like, I can't believe Dave the Juggler came down for this.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys can fangirl about that on your own, I guess. That's cool. But yeah. Then, of course, until I came over and was like, I wish I could juggle like that. Fire. I was like, you got to work up to it. He's like, I will.
Did you ever see him juggle?
No.
It was like, it was insane what he could do.
Photos.
Yeah. It truly is one of those things. You're just like, I can't believe I know someone who can do this.
It's a core memory.
Yeah. It is bananas. And he would come back. He was a counselor for like 5 years. He was didn't grow up at camp, but like became a counselor and then would come back maybe for 5 more years, come back like once a summer and juggle. And it was also one of those things. It was like, oh, this guy loves camp. Like yep. he just started camp and then would come back every year. But, yeah, I think like that was one of the great things about like the reunion, like everything at camp, there was no ego about it. And mm-hmm. it was all like, you're still working here. How awesome for you. Everyone was really psyched. And it was funny. I was talking to Amanda Mullaney, I think, who I didn't know very well. I think she was maybe very young when I ended. And I was like, who's your favorite counselor? And she's like, well, I like Courtney Pryor. And I like grew up with Courtney. I was like, get her. And she's like, she won't remember me. I'm like, yes, she will. Like, just like give it a try. And like, every interaction like that was awesome. And people were just like genuinely happy to be there. And I think like seeing that you guys were there, people were pumped, man. They were like, you get to still do it.
And I legitimately had so much fun being there. One, like hearing stories I love, but also just like chatting about life. It was great.
Yeah.
No, it was really awesome. And like you said, there was no ego. There was no, you know, contrary to what I would assume a high school reunion is like, where you're trying to like weed out who peaked in high school and like really judge what people are up to now. There was none of that. It was just like, oh, I'm so excited to see you. We all want to be here because we love it so much. Like you're not going to show up if you're just like, you know, want to see what's going on. You're showing up because you were like, no, I'm excited. I want to see Tom.
Like exactly. And the DiBiaseos, Sarah and Katie, with their debut.
In the best way possible, I felt like a CIT at the end of the year.
Yeah, Sarah's like, you're all CITs.
Yeah.
When you came up to us, I was like, oh my gosh.
Like, you said that, and I was like, oh my God, totally. Like, that's why I'm feeling like this, because it's like, I'm literally the youngest head. Some of these people here I work with, some of these people here I had as counselors, and I'm like, half of them, I don't know their name. I have no idea what they did, like all this stuff. And then like people are applauding for them and I'm like, let's join in. Like, it was so cool because I'm now head of the Chipmunks, which is the first age out of junior camp. And my head, who I have as an Algonquin, was there. And it was just like, it was so crazy.
Who was it?
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Oh, right.
Yeah. Honestly, at first I was like very nervous because I was like, wow, I know a lot of these people and none of them even know my name.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, like I was like, I don't know if they remember me, like all these things. And then once I got like looped, kind of, you know, like, I was kind of like hanging out with Rachel, which is like kind of hard because she knew a lot of people. And once I kind of got looped in my first conversation with someone that I remembered, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, this isn't that bad. And it was like, I slowly started to like say hi to a couple of more people.
Right.
But it was just like, it was so
weird. It was crazy to see the counselors.
Yeah. But... And I was like, wow, I thought you were so old when I had you as a counselor and you were totally
18. Look at you now.
Yeah. I was like, wow, you were totally 18, just like I am now. But I thought you were like so much older.
Yeah.
So when Sam spoke and when Tom spoke, they were able to pull everyone in together for those moments.
Yeah.
And I think that was really helpful for the party.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the, so, you know, they had the meal, which was, I think, a good idea. And then I found that the groups mostly mixed. Yes. I think I talked to lots of generations.
Me too.
Stacey was talking to everyone.
She... I had no idea who I was talking to, but I enjoyed it. I had a lovely time. You're some really good people. I get why you all have this. I mean, I literally don't have a connection to this camp other than the experiences I have as a parent.
Right.
But I really enjoyed myself. There are good, wonderful people with a way of telling stories and sharing and just being very open. It was not anywhere. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are like, oh, and who are you? And I'm like, oh, I didn't go to camp. And they're like, okay, but who are you? Like, why are you here? Who are you? And it was just like, oh, okay. Like, we're going to have a discussion. All right, let's do this. Like, I clearly am not shy. Like I said, there were people I knew, and then there were a lot of people I didn't know, and a lot of people who shared a lot of what the camp meant to them. And for someone who didn't have that growing up, it made me a little jealous. It made me like, wow, these people not took just the camaraderie and the friendship, but they've literally, they explained how it impacted their life now as grownups.
I mean, it is nice to hear as like one of the, as one of the people who you lose, like friends who you lose touch with for those 6 weeks, like coming back, you know, granted it's, you know, 25, 30 years later, you're like, okay, like I can appreciate what you did. That's nice. That place seems good. Not like stop talking about the camp. I'm good.
No, right. But I also now getting to like, even just hanging out with you people, like literally there was a guy, Billy left me. Billy's like, I got to run to the bathroom. And I'm like, he's leaving me. And I continued conversing
that was John Crowley.
I was like, this is like, I don't know where Billy went. And I don't care if he's coming back. This guy's got great stories. And he, again, you can just see and I think Sam talked about this at the reunion. I don't know what it is, or maybe it was Tom. I can't tell you what makes each of these people I spoke to. So it just was so lovely. I had a wonderful time.
This is why, well, it's funny. We keep saying, like on the podcast, I'll say it forever. I've written it placed like, can't understand what the magic is, but like, I keep trying to define it via podcast. It seems like an exercise in futility. But people
say, you know, like they have it and no one can explain what it is. They just have it.
Yeah.
Camp just has it. It just does.
To the point where, so like there were people who I was talking to. I was talking to Mike Fernandez, who's I learned like 15 years younger than me. And he was one of the kids who when I was probably 22 or 23, we're like, come to the island. And he's like, I was 13 when that happened. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and, but he lives in New York and he's like, I came up for this weekend. He's like, I'm going to see some people while I'm here, but like, this is the reason I came up and like talking to these people who like, otherwise like me, I'm a maniac, like I stipulated, but like, these people who have like otherwise like have lives and like have other things to do chose to be here because they couldn't believe that they were going to get to see all the people they worked with and catch up with them. And I don't know about you, Bill, but the amount of stories, and maybe Stacey too, because people thought you worked there, just being like, you were my favorite counselor. You impacted my life. I did this because of you. It's like, there are things that you, unfortunately, like out in the real world, you don't find yourself really telling the people like what impact they've made but for whatever reason here, it's a place where people like are comfortable doing it. I said plenty of those things. I don't know if you,
It is nice when you come across that. The thing that I get over and over again is how much I impacted their senses of humor.
Yes.
Scott 100%. Howe, you know, brought that up at Sing.
Yep.
And then John, obviously, later on that night, it's just there's a lot of people that seem to have just liked my sense of humor and ran with it in their lives.
Yeah, we thought it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But to your point, Sarah, it's that camp experience where people aren't meant. You're not meant to hold things back. You feel safe. Like that's the word that you feel safe to share. You feel safe. I mean, think about where most of your camp experiences come from, those awkward, horrible, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. No one remembers middle school and goes, God, middle school was awesome. I looked right. my best. Everybody was super nice. Like middle school, female, male, anybody on the spectrum, those who we think are popular, those we all have this heart. But at this camp, you all create a safe space where those people are them. So for 6 weeks, they feel comfortable enough to be who they want to be. And then they feel comfortable enough to share the goodness with others.
You know, I think she's right, Sarah. I just, as she was saying it, it kind of dawned on me that the idea that when you were there, we always talk about this, you know, that you can be silly and you can be crazy and weird and not have those anxieties about doing those things. Yeah. And it does seem that when we all get together, that just continued for a 30-year period where we feel safe with one another, no matter what we say, even at 47 years old now, we feel safe saying it and not that anybody's going to say anything bad to us or negative about us on the backside. Yeah. And I never thought of it the way she just put it. But I think she's right.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're learning is Stacey Danner is our biggest hype person in the Metro West area.
You know, if you think about the context of the world right now, like one of the things, the biggest struggles we have is like the negativity of Facebook and Instagram and words and reaction. You guys you give all these kids a break, and not just the campers, but the CITs and the counselors. These are still kids leading kids without phones and without the pressure. And that is just tremendous to give that breather of like, I can be who I'm going to be. And not only that, but to be receptive to that praise. I think some of the hardest thing is to accept praise, and you all take it with such grace and dignity that it allows people to be free of saying, hey, Bill, you impacted me.
Yeah.
Because that person's not gonna like, oh, stop it. What are you talking about? You're being so Bill's going to say, hey, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. That's really good. And it's a tremendous little pause in an otherwise loud and cloudy mind for these kids. It just is.
Oh, what did you think of it?
That's great. I think we got it. That's a wrap.
What did you think of the party, Sarah? You enjoyed
yourself? Did you have fun?
Oh my God, I had a blast. Yeah, it was, you know, well, so the biggest trip for me, I mean, there's a lot of them, but actually walking into the Elks, because that's something, I've been back to camp to visit. I walked into the Elks and I was with my two friends, Katie, and I was like, this is weird. This I have not done since the last night of camp. Wild ride walking in. And then, I mean, there's not a lot you can do to like differentiate a party at the Elks. So, you know, it was all very similar to the point where like at the end of the party, I found myself at Kelly and Eric's house. Like it's just like my body was just like, oh, that's where we're going. But no, it was unbelievable. And I think the thing that was really cool was like, you just could feel the energy. Everyone was so psyched to see who was there. And then like someone would walk in and you'd be like, oh my God. And not in a, like it was, none of it was disingenuous. It was just like, I can't believe it. I haven't seen you in so long. And you know, there are the people that like, you know, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see some of my counselors I haven't seen in 25 years or whatever. And that was great. And then like, I couldn't believe some of the campers I had that was there. It was just like everywhere you turned, it was so great to catch up. And all anyone was talking about was camp, which is what was pretty cool. You know, there was the like, what are you doing now? Where do you live? And then it was just kind of going back into camp, which is like, that's why we were there. And it was just very cool that everyone, no one was there like, oh, I guess I should go. Like everyone had made a choice to be there and was like really excited to give it everything. So I didn't feel
like anybody was dragged there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was better than I could have even imagined. Plus we had like over 100 people there. Like it was
somewhere in that vicinity. Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty great. And I ran into, someone, Heather Foley today. And
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we know her.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like we had a reunion last week. She's like, I'm so bummed. She's like, I don't check Facebook or whatever. And it's like, so even people who, and I think she worked there for 2 or 3 years, and she was bummed that she missed it. like even a small period of time. Like you don't have to be a lifer necessarily to really love it. And that it really came across. And like when Tom got up to talk, like everyone was like, oh, Tom's talking. Like
yes.
that's still there. And like yeah. everyone wanted to have a picture with Tom, right? Like it was
cool. One of the things I wanted to cover with you before you wrapped up was the speeches with Sam and Tom, yeah. because I thought they were both amazing.
Yeah.
And they captivated the crowd, mm-hmm. both of them, as they spoke. And Tom in particular, probably for me, just because he was my guy
right.
back then. But I just thought that he just came off so genuine.
Yeah.
And just, he was so happy to be there and so happy to see everyone. And one of the questions that I had asked him when we talked was about, you know, do you feel like, I've always looked at you like a father figure. Do you feel like all of these people over the years have been some of your kids? And he said in his speech, I feel like you're all my kids.
Mm.
You know,
you're all lunatics.
And I really liked that. Yeah. I liked yeah. that aspect of it because yeah. That's how I always figured he felt.
Yeah. I have a picture of him just kind of like standing back, and it just like, it looks like he's just kind of taking it in. Like, and he's just like pretty excited about like 50 years.
I mean, if you think about that, I mean, nobody wants to look, you go through life and you hope that you make people have experience, or you help, you hope you're a good person and you put good out there and you hope good things continue.
Yeah,
I can't imagine what it's like to actually see it in person. Like, I can't even, like, the fact that he was able to put words and still present it is remarkable, because I would have just been like, I can't talk.
Yeah.
You know, like that is to have that. And I'm glad he gets that. I'm glad he feels that back, because to be quite frank, usually you do this at a eulogy.
Yeah.
You know, usually we only Absolutely. Remind each other the impact you had after yep. you're gone. And what a shame
yep.
to not be able to say, you meant something to me and you were important and I can't thank you enough. This allowed that for him to feel that. And that's, and not just him. And I think, you know, I, you know, with is it Sue and is it the Rice family, Billy's mom?
Yeah.
Like, but like we, like even that, even the, you know, nods to that, like without them, there is like, it's so respectful, but it's more than that. Like it just nothing happens without the other. And they all yeah. realize this universe they've created, and to be able to say why people are still there, hey, this mattered. It's yeah. remarkable and it's important.
Stacey, you're quite an addition to the podcast.